I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today with hate speech and biblical parenting. Sounds uncomfortable, but there's an important takeaway. I'll explain more in just a moment. Plus, a new resource equips Latina leaders, so stick around for details. And we'll start today in the U.S., where hate speech seems like it's everywhere, doesn't it? Barna Research says 7 in 10 adults believe that hate speech and hate crimes have increased in the last 5 years. It also seems like open season on Christians. The study shows people believe the internet and social media amplify the problem. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says it's tough to be part of the solution when you're being attacked.
Sometimes it's difficult, frankly. I mean, how do you love people that hate you? But what does Jesus say? Love your enemies. We need to talk to our Christian kids about how to defend our beliefs and becoming more of apologists and asking questions rather than slinging, you know, Christian insults at people or preaching at them or quoting a Bible verse out of context or something.
So Keys for Kids offers devotional tools that helps parents spiritually mentor their kids.
It's pointing to real life anecdotal situations that tell kids about the scripture that kind of goes behind that and then how to apply it to your life.
It's about teaching a worldview that can change the conversations of the world.
Once you can apply biblical principles to your life and then begin practicing them, that's when you get grounded, and that's when you realize, there's more to this faith than just reading a story and reading the word. It's actually practicing what you're reading and understanding it that way and then sharing it.
Next, during InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 18, Mission Network News sat down with the authors of the book Hermanas. Natalia Cohn-Ribera, Noemi Vega Quinones, and Christy Garza Robinson have carefully crafted words of Christian discipleship for today's Latinas. Ribera says,
we wanted to help resource, empower, encourage, and just provide mentorship to Latina women, like provide mentorship with ancient women in the Bible and then current modern mentorship and help bridge the gap for women, young and old.
Hermanas looks at the stories of women like Ruth, Esther, Rahab, Deborah, and many more, but its very existence tugs at the conversation about inclusion in the church, particularly the inclusion of Latina women. Author Quinones says,
our basic assumption is that the Holy Spirit can empower anyone who is willing to say yes. And that is the goal of this book as well. If you feel called by Jesus to say something, do something, start something, pray for something, that here are these 12 beautiful examples of women in the Bible that did so. And will you do likewise?
Dig into the rich roles of women in the Bible from a different cultural lens with Hermanas. We'll connect you to the book and how to join the conversation at our website. And did you catch our discussion a few days ago about the term language gap? Andrea Vigil, an interpreter working with Deaf Bible Society, talked about the inequality between spoken and sign languages, between English and American Sign Language, for example. Today, she says it's time to act.
I would want people to pray for a heart for language equality and to pray for the community at large to come in agreement that this is a severe and serious need.
There are 70 million deaf people worldwide, and they use over 400 different sign languages. And no sign language has a complete Bible. Most of the deaf community has no access to God. So if you want to help, Vigil recommends prayer and education as the first steps.
Just taking the initiative to educate yourself, just acknowledging, okay, this is a huge gap, this is a huge neglect. I need to learn as much as I can. The more you understand the problem and the history of it and the complexities of it, the better equipped you're going to be.
You can start at missionnews.org. Give or go as the Lord leads. And above all, pray for the unreached deaf.
They don't have to jump through all these hoops. They don't have to work so hard just to connect to God.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and then look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.